You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. This scripture is a classic example of the need to know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Remember that Timothy was encouraged to learn to rightly divide the word of truth. The Bible is not simply an instruction book that you will just pick and just begin to do everything it says. The Bible contains stories of people, stories about God, stories about the devil, but ultimately it seeks to reveal the mind of God. The Bible also has context and dispensation. So when you take the book of Ecclesiastes, for example, Ecclesiastes is a report of a man who is observing whatever is going on in his country. So he said that money answereth all things. So people will say, but it's in the Bible that money answereth all things. But does money answereth all things? Every one of you know that money does not answereth all things. So why is it in the Bible? Why is it written like that? That man was observing everything. He discovered that the time and people he was observing, money answereth everything. So, for example, if I'm writing a report about my country now, I can say that in my country, if you have money, you will have your way. That is my observation. I'm simply saying the level of corruption is so great that anybody that has money will have its way. He was observing that in the time he was observing, anyone who has money, there is nothing they cannot do. He was just reporting that. Now, if you don't know that, if you don't understand that, that was what he was doing. Because it was stated at the beginning that he was observing. So he was simply reporting. It's not as if, yes, that is clearly God speaking. Now, sometimes when these writers are writing like this, sometimes the Holy Ghost can issue a direct instruction. So if you look at the psalmist, he may be saying something and then suddenly you will see that this is a prophecy about Jesus. The Holy Ghost has taken over. The Holy Ghost is pointing us to the prophecy of Jesus. Now, look at this scripture. It says, honor thy father, honor the Lord with thy substance. That's the first thing. The real word there is honor. Now, it says, with thy substance, with what you have. One. Two, it said, and with the first fruit of all thy increase. You see, number two, with the first fruit of all thy increase. What he's saying in that second part is that, obey the law of the Lord concerning first fruit. Obey the law of the Lord concerning first fruit. Now, if I read this passage now as a New Testament, new creation Christian, what will be most important for me is honor. Honor the Lord. You know why? Because for me, I am number one, I'm not under the law. Number two, I do not honor God with my substance first of all. I honor God with my life. You know why? In the New Testament, you have been bought with a price. Ye are no more your own. You now understand? There's a difference between God that owns a man 100% and a man that feels that he is just giving something to God. Under the old covenant, since the fall of man, man became independent. Man started acting independent of God. So man will see whatever he's doing as if he is doing it for God. In the new covenant, we have been purchased. We are no more our own. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, he said, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God. So in other words, what you need to do to glorify God is first to yield your life to God. But a preacher can read this and begin to tell you that you should covenant your 10 years first fruit. And by that, he is referring to salary. And first fruit, look at it, is in plural. It's not your salary. It's not your January salary. Even when the covenant was subsistent, the first fruit was in your January salary. So the operating word in the scripture we read is honor. How do you, as a born-again Christian, honor God? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I urge you, brethren, that ye offer your bodies a living sacrifice. It's not first fruit we are giving now. It's our bodies. Did you know that if God has your body, if he has you 100%, everything that you now have in your hand, God doesn't struggle with it anymore. It belongs to him. If he now tells you that put 100% down, you put 100% down. If he says put 50% here, you put 50% here. There is nothing that belongs to you anymore. In the new creation life, we own nothing. Everything has been freely given to us by God. And so, giving is not something that we are doing from the position of, it belongs to me, let me give God a little. No, we are doing it like, God made me put those things in my trust. God put those things in my care for his kingdom, for his glory, for his project, for whatever God wants to do. The primary thing is your life. Today, they are encouraging people to give money, people who have not given themselves to God. Give yourself to him, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. When you do that, God does not need to come again to be telling you to honor him with your substance. Because every substance that is now in your hand now belongs to him. Because you yourself, you belong to him. That is why it is very critical to learn how to rightly divide the word of truth. So when you read a scripture, you must interpret it with the covenant of Christ. You must interpret it with the eyes of Christ. Many of earlier scriptures are shadow. The reality of them is now fulfilled in Christ Jesus. So only Jesus can reveal to us the mind of God in every single scripture. Because every single scripture points to Jesus. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, honor God by yielding your life 100% unto him. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.